When I was down to New York City visiting my son John, he had a party one evening. A lot of his neighbors come in. John, he's got some pretty swell neighbors too, now I tell you. I thought I'd better slick up a little, so I did. I put on a clean collar and greased up my boots, and I was mighty glad I did, for every one of them folks had their Sunday clothes on. The men all had biled shirts, and say, it was right in the middle of winter, but them women was dressed like 'twas the middle of July. One woman sat right next to me, and I asked her if she wasn't afraid of catching cold, and offered to get something to throw over her, but she said no, she was all right. John says they dressed that way all winter long. Well, I suppose they get kind of hardened to it before the winter's over. Well, things went off pretty well that evening, considering. One kind of a sad thing happened. There was a fella there that tried to play the fiddle. Oh, dear me, it was the saddest, sorrowfulest tune ever I heard. Sounded something like this. I asked him what was the name of that piece, and he said it was called The Misery. Well, I says, mister, you've got a pretty good name for it. He asked me to try his fiddle. Some of them got hold of it somehow that I could play, so I just had to. I ripped off my coat and vest and rolled up my sleeves and give them old Zip Coon. Say, ought to see them laugh. Jiminy, it tickled them most to death. They acted as if they hadn't ever heard a fiddle before. I played for a half an hour steady. I give them everything I could think of. I played Old Raunch and Money Musk and Go to the Devil and Shake Yourself and a lot more. Well, after that we had supper. John's wife didn't want to stop to set the table, so she just passed the supper round on little plates. Didn't melt nothing, didn't fill up none. I ate one of them little gimcracks, and land sakes, after I'd ate it, I had to look myself all over to see whether it had gone outside or in. Well, I told them after supper I guessed I'd go to bed. I get up about 5 o'clock every morning, but they wanted I should play one more before I went, so I did. I give them the Devil's Dream. Want to hear it? I don't know how long the rest of them did stay. I woke up once way long in the night and they were still laughing and singing away. Beats all how these city folks do like to stay up nights. Well, I guess that's all for this time.